Okay.
What? No, the only thing that you went, okay.
Oh, as if you don't cough every time before you start, Sydney.
I don't cough. I take an inhale.
Sometimes you cough and then you take a big sip of water and then you go, every time. Every time.
You know, to be loved is to be known.
While Sydney's laughing her ass off, hi, my name is Maya. That's how we're starting this, baby. Sydney.
Yeah.
I forgot the lyrics for it. I was going to sing a little song. Anyways, the Teen Titans intro. Do you know the Teen Titans intro? I can't remember.
When it's trouble, you are too long. Teen Titans. When they're power, they can't see it all. That's not right, but like that's the tune of it. Sure.
That's the tune. I don't know if that was the right lyrics. Teen Titans so good.
Oh, Teen Titans. The OG cartoon. Dude.
I will say, I do like Teen Titans Go. This is a personal preference. I know it's not for everyone. I'm also in the camp of like, I know it's for children. I know it's for the goofs and the gaffs, and it's not like a real storyline. And I think it's genuinely funny. That is where I whereas like I don't seek it out, but if it's like, oh, it's on TV, then I'm like,
right.
I'll listen to the funny little goofs going on.
I want to tune in. I've only watched like their Christmas specials. Because I watch, like, Cartoon Network Christmas specials, and so that's become part of it. But I haven't watched, like, a normal episode, I guess, because their Christmas specials are obviously specials.
Right.
But I do have a loyalty to the original Teen Titans. And it's because, like, they were either coming out when I was, like, actively watching Teen Titans, or I was just watching reruns, one of the two, and I got so invested. I got so invested in that show, only to find out it got, like, canceled after 3 seasons. And I was... so like I felt like heartbreak for the first time at the age of like 10, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I think even in terms of just like Western animation, obviously heavily anime inspired, the intro, like the ending, everything about the style was like heavily Japanese inspired. And there's nothing wrong with that because anime is wildly successful, so a Western company to be like, we want to do the same thing but with like the Teen Titans, these comic book characters, I don't think was very far off. And I think, especially in the early 2000s, to be like, we're going to make this piece of animation that is a little more ahead of its time than the other kinds of animation that are going on right now. And especially with, like, they had a stacked cast. They, like, incredible. That's kind of why I went down this rabbit hole of, like, finding fanfiction for Teen Titans.
Yeah.
Because I was on TikTok and scrolling through, and, like, an old BTS documentary of the making of Teen Titans the cartoon popped up, and it was just like them interviewing cast members, and I was like, this is awesome. Like, weirdly enough, they all sound like way pretty close to their original voices, which is like weird because it's the same thing with I don't know if you watch it, we've never talked about it, Smiling Friends, the Adult Swim show.
I have seen clips on TikTok, but I've never watched an episode.
Okay. And I think that's valid. It's not for everyone. That kind of humor is not for everyone. I understand that. But even the cast of Smiling Friends, it's like, once you hear them just talk, you're like, oh my God, they really aren't acting. Like, that is just how those people sound. And that's
absolutely
kind of insane. Because, like, the dude that voices Beast Boy has been doing Beast Boy for years and years and years and years and years.
I think that guy is, like, he is just Beast Boy. You know how, like, Ryan Reynolds is just, like, Deadpool? Like, I think that guy is just Beast Boy.
No, he absolutely is, because I saw something more recent, like, I think right before COVID, he did, like, his own little documentary thing, and he, like, lives on the beach and, like, goes skating and surfing. Yes. And it's like, you just sound like that. You literally just sound like that. And that's perfect. There's even Cyborg, and I can't remember the voice actor's name. He's been in so many things since then. He was in The Walking Dead for a time. He did a bunch of things. He just needed to put a little more, like, I don't know, I was gonna say youth, but I guess just like more vigor into his voice, and it's like, wow, that's just Cyborg. That is exactly what Cyborg is. So I love the Teen Titans. I think they're great.
It's a tragedy. Go. It's really like, just a moment of silence, please. We lost such a good story, like, through that. I, like, was so invested. And that was why I specifically, like, when Teen Titans Go came back, I, like, it definitely wasn't against Teen Titans alone, but it was more, like, but what about the thing that you just left to rot? Like, there was a whole thing, especially if the original cast was willing to come back for Teen Titans Go, then why wasn't it just, you know what I mean? So I was just upset about that. But, like, it's different. But I can understand, like, in terms of fan fiction, too, because I think it must have been one of my very first ships was, like, Robin and Starfire. Like, I loved them. I was so invested in, like, their whole thing. Like, I remember, like, when the movie, like, it's, like, Teen Titans Go to Tokyo or Teen Titans Go to Japan. Yeah,
I was going
to
bring that up in a second because I watched those episodes as a kid, not understanding that there was a storyline. And I remember watching the movie as a kid and being like, this is freaky as fuck. What's going on? And in my adult life, I've been like, I need to go back and watch Teen Titans and like actually like understand what was going on. And I've gotten through the first season and then life happened and I kind of just didn't go back to it.
Yeah.
So it's still on my watch list for sure. But yeah, I think the movie was the last thing I really remember watching as a kid and being like, what is going on?
And it was like the only time that they kissed. It was like, because it was one of the things, because it was like still like kind of children's television, that they were like skirting the fact that they liked each other and everything. And like, I do know, I'm aware that they kind of are doing shipping stuff in Teen Titans Go as well, especially with like Beast Boy and Raven, and like that was a thing that like wasn't as like prevalent in the original Teen Titans series, was like Beast Boy and Raven, but I knew it was a huge ship like online at the time. But yeah, I like Starfire and Robin, like from the jump, like from their initial, like the what is like the prom episode that they had together, like the episode that her sister comes into town. Like, they had so many moments where, like, the episode where, like, she is getting married to some, like, weird space alien, and Robin's just like, well, fuck, I get this whole episode's me stopping this wedding. And it was just, like my foray into romance, almost, of just, like, this is gonna change something within me, having this man stop this wedding. Yeah.
Surely this won't affect my psyche growing up. Surely not.
We'll check back in 10 years later and see where I'm at.
Oh, it definitely did. Oh, absolutely. It ruined me.
Ruined.
I deserve a man that would treat me like that? Crazy. Crazy. So the fic that I have today is called Sleeping Arrangements by Nanashi Jones. It was published in November of 2014, so this is one of the older girlies, almost 10 years.
What a good year. It's like a fine wine, this fic has been aging.
Real. It is almost 8,000 words. It has 3 chapters. They were all published on the same day, so it's basically like a one-shot.
Yeah.
It has 2,156 kudos, 359 bookmarks, and 21,167 hits. So
okay.
She's pretty got good. A reputation. Pretty
is
nice.
The Teen Titans, because obviously, like, Teen Titans Go, but, like, it's not, like, in the way that it was when it was first airing in the early 2000s, and because it is, like, an older show, like, what does the fan fiction look? Is there a lot, or is it a fairly small
fandom? There was a surprising amount of fan fiction for that. Okay. I want to say it was close to 10,000?
Okay.
Off the top of my head, again, it's been a little bit since I looked at it.
Right.
Here.
I mean, I would just be surprised either way, because it's like, oh, it's an older one, so like an older fandom. So you could have even said like, oh, there was only like 300 fandoms.
So under the Teen Titans animated series, kind of tag, there's 5,000 works, a little over 5,000 works. But the thing is, a lot of them aren't actually Teen Titans for the animated series. It's more like Dick Grayson and Nightwing and like
from
that
the comics
stuff. From the comics. So it's not specifically about, so I remember I had to scroll through like kind of a lot of like Grayson, Nightwing, Bat Family stuff to find like actual Teen Titans content. Again, it is one of those things that like early 2000s, you can't really find it anywhere, and it's not promoted anywhere, and it's not like Nickelodeon's like, we're gonna replay all these.
Cartoon Network.
So yeah, it's just one of those things that where it's like you had to be there, you have to know to know. And I think you can watch it on Amazon Prime. I think that's where I was watching it for free, if you have Prime subscription.
I would imagine so, but so like, because it was an older one, you could have even come to me and been like, oh, I there was only like 300 fanfics, and I would have like, oh yeah, that it's an older show and everything XYZ, but like,
so less than 5,000. Yeah,
still, it's pretty like thousands is pretty good.
No, pretty good. I mean, I'm sure Teen Titans Go inspired a lot of people to like go read the comic book, and the comic book is still popular. And like,
yeah,
there's so many people that dress up as like Beast Boy and Raven and cosplay, and
yeah,
it's they're just popular in the no characters. Yeah, I would think.
Yeah.
So actually this one is Raven and Starfire. So this takes place after the Tokyo, the Teen Titans and Tokyo movie. This is like post everything, I think a couple months. So it starts out with they had a really long day. Everyone goes back to the tower and Raven is starting to get ready for bed when Starfire knocks on her door and asks if she can sleep in her room. And Raven, it takes her a couple seconds and she's like, sure. I guess.
Yeah.
She doesn't really ask why. She's a little too tired to, but she's like, okay, you can sleep on the floor. Good night. And Raven is like kind of weirded out by it, but doesn't really say much. And then they both kind of go sleep for the night. And it just keeps happening. The thing is like they're all too busy crime fighting day after day. They get home and it's super tiring. And Starfire comes back and it's just like, hey, can I sleep on your floor? And Raven every time is like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. But then it gets to a point where Starfire is like, can I have a blanket? And Raven's like, you know what? I will be right back. And she goes to Cyborg and is like, hey, can I borrow a cot? Can you make me a cot? Can I have a cot for my room, please? Please, 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 please. He's like, yeah, for who? Who's sleeping? What's going on? He's like, it's for Starfire. Listen, she's sleeping in my room right now. I really don't know why. And he's like, okay.
Right.
I won't ask any questions. Wink, wink, wink. Like,
you would think that you would ask questions, especially if you were Raven, of like, you do have a fully furnished bed, like down the hall. It's not that far. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and the thing is like, I think it's just because Raven has been, like, too tired, and has been, like, it's also at a point in their, like, family slash friendship to be, like, we've been through some things. I don't think it's, like, far off, necessarily, and she's also in the back of her head being, like, is it like, a tradition thing? Is it, like, a cultural thing that, like, people from her planet, I can't remember the name of the planet right now, just, like, this is something that they do, you know?
Right.
You're trying to remember it right now, and I can't remember.
I am. It starts with a G. She's looking it up right now. Tamaran.
So true.
I remember. Like, I remember it was starting with a T.
Raven brings back the cot and puts it down for Starfire, and she's like, what's this? And Raven is like, you sleep on that. She's like, okay. Are you sure? You don't want me to sleep on the floor? Is it okay to sleep on? And she's like, yeah, okay. So a couple nights after sleeping on the cot, and Raven finally asks, like, after getting the cot and everything, it is like, hey, are you okay? Like, what's kind of what's going on? Like, I just want to check in. And she's like, I really don't care that you're sleeping in my room, but also it's weird.
Yeah.
And she's not trying to be rude. So Starfire explains, and she's like, I just feel like I need to be around another person right now. Mm-hmm. And Raven's like, okay. Like, I can understand that, I guess. And then at the same time, Starfire responds and is like, can I sleep on the bed? Just so I'm like closer to a person.
Yeah.
And this is a lot for Raven. And Raven kind of has to really like think about it for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then Starfire kind of gets a sense and she's like, never mind, don't worry about it. I'll sleep on the cot. Not a big deal. Because she's just so nice. She's so sweet. I love her so much.
Yeah.
She's just a girl. She's literally just a girl. So as Starfire is trying to get back into the cot, Raven snatches the comforter off of the cot and puts it on the bed. And Starfire's like, are you sure? Like, are you positive you would like me to do this? Raven's like, I don't care. Like, just get in the bed and sleep. Like, she doesn't want to talk about why she made this decision. She's just like, get in the bed. We'll talk about it later. And so during that night, Starfire has no sense of personal space and starts to like drape, you know, her arm and part of her legs over Raven's body. And Raven just like kind of swallows it. And she's like, whatever. She's going through something very obviously. So we're just going to let it fly. The next morning, Beast Boy sees Star coming out of Raven's room, and he starts to poke fun at Raven, and he's like, "Oh, look at that!" And Raven is like, "Shut the fuck up! Don't talk to me like that ever again."
Seems about right.
Yeah, seems about right. A few nights after that, Raven goes back to return the cot, and Cyborg's like, "Oh, she's not sleeping with you anymore." And Raven's like, "Haha, no, she's still sleeping in my bed." And Cyborg's like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and does like the wiggle eyebrows thing. And he's like, "Oh." She's like, "Don't worry about it. I'm not thinking about it. Don't think about it. It's fine." Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Okay."
Yeah. And but this is like the person, too, who, like, out of all the Teen Titans, like, is so emotionally, like, avoidant. Like, to the point where, like, there was, like, an entire episode where Raven had to confront all the other emotions she, like, forces down.
But this is also a point in the story, and I only know this because they make a point of it in the fic, and we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
She has dealt with all of that. She has dealt with she's dealt with her father. She has dealt with the fact that she is kind of no longer this, like, explosive device, this world-ending device. She is a person now. She is capable of being a person rather than being a time bomb. So this is something that she struggles with in the fic as well. And I think that's why a lot of the other Titans are just like, okay, like, figure it out, work it out yourself. We'll be here for you.
Right.
And then at the end of that conversation as well, Cyborg is like, hey, if you're really confused about things, I think you should talk to Robin. I think it would be smart for you to talk to Robin about, like, what's going on. And this is when it is made known to us that Robin and Starfire are done. This is when the movie happened. Mm. Towards the end of the movie, or right after, is when they decided to split off.
Okay.
According to this fic. So she goes and talks to Robin, and they kind of talk it out where she's like, hey, Starfire's, like, sleeping in my room, and I don't know if this is going to be, like, weird because you guys are exes, and it's like, I'm not trying to do anything, but at the same time, like, I don't know if it's going to create a weird tension. Like, I kind of don't know what's going on with her, and I don't know if it's because you guys broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin is very honest, and he's like, listen, we decided to take a break. We decided to break up because I don't feel comfortable showing you guys my identity, my real identity. It's not something I'm comfortable with. Like, you guys are my family, and I do think of you as my family, but that is the one thing I have for myself. And it's not anything against you. It's just something that's so personal to me that I can't give up. And that's one thing, that's the one thing Star wanted, was for me to give that up for her. And I can't do that right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not in a comfortable enough position to kind of do that. And there's this weird silence, and Raven just goes, okay, well, is she using me, like, as a rebound? Like, am I just, like, a comfort rebound, or, like, a weird relationship rebound? Like, kind of what's going on? And Robin's like, Star's not like that. She doesn't think like that. She's not even capable of thinking as a person, as a rebound.
Yeah.
I think she
doesn't even know what that word means.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, I think
a little girl.
She's just a girl. She doesn't know. She has Silky, and that's it. So yeah, he's like, listen, she would never think of you like that. But she's pretty good at making her emotions clear and known. So if she is wanting to spend more time with you, and obviously spending more time with you, there's a reason for that. It's not it's not just because she wants a rebound of some kind.
Yeah.
And Robin urges Raven to, like, ask Star what's going on. He's like, listen, she'll be very clear with you. I think that's the one thing we all know about her. And Raven goes, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, she doesn't even have the language to, like, beat around the bush, right?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Even lie. Like, I don't even, she knows the concept of lying. Like, that was definitely a thing in the show where it's like, because she's speaking, like, this whole new language and doesn't understand, like, human customs, she's just, like, so direct. And that's what makes her so endearing, because it's just like, oh, okay.
She's learning. Yeah. No, it's good.
Yeah.
And so, go ahead.
Is why, like, the Raven Starfire, like, dynamic was as good as it was, like, because they're, like, the opposites. We're like, And Starfire only knows her emotions and only knows how she feels, and she's gonna let everyone know how she feels because it's all she knows, and she's gonna do it because it's like she has not been taught to like keep her emotions in check. But like Raven, on the other hand, has been taught like the complete opposite. So she's just like one emotion, keeping it compact and in control the entire time, which I think one of my favorite episodes of like the original series is the one where like something happens to them and their powers switch. Mm-hmm. So like obviously they're the two who can fly, but they fly in very different ways where like they have to harness something differently inside of them, and then they like learn about the other person like way more in depth than they probably would have ever.
They even bring that up later in regards to Starfire's ability. Mm-hmm. Later in this fic, kind of about that. So yeah, Robin urges to just talk to Starfire about it, or like really think about it, because she would, it's not complicated when it comes to Starfire. It's usually very plain and simple. That's just the person that she is, and that's perfectly fine and great. And so Raven is just like, this isn't going to be weird between any of us, right? Like, this is fine. And he's like, listen, we ended our relationship because of me, and I'm aware of that, and I know that. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, all I want is for her to be happy. Mm-hmm. And if this is what makes her happy, then I am happy for you both. And Raven is like, okay. But also, if she really wanted to just talk or be around someone, why isn't she hanging around Silky? And he's like, listen, have you ever had a pet? She's like, no. And he's like, well, having a pet is nice, but being around a person is mm-hmm. way better.
Yeah.
And Raven goes back to her room and is like, okay, all right. And she spends kind of the rest of the night thinking on it. Mm-hmm. A couple of days later, they're fighting another bad guy, some big bad. And at the end of the fight, Star flies over to Raven and it's like, that was amazing, that was incredible, you're so good at what you do, and kisses her on the mouth kind of out of nowhere, and Raven just like full-on like resets, and everyone else is kind of looking at them, and yeah. Raven is like, what just happened
yeah. That's an interesting thing too, just because of, again, she's like an alien, she doesn't know human customs, right. And it's like, what does kissing mean to her? Like, the very first time she met Robin, she kisses people to learn their languages. So, like, she kisses right. them, and, like, they exchange their language. She intakes, like, their language, and that's how she learns. And she's, like, fluent immediately. So it's like, what did that mean to you?
What did that clarify? Mean? Yeah, and Starfire immediately is like, that was a gift for a hard-fought battle. And then she flies off, and she runs away. Starfire runs away. And Raven's like, and the other Titans are like, we don't know. We have no idea what the fuck just happened. That's tough.
If she's saying it's gratitude, then it's gratitude. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. And so they don't talk the rest of the day, but Starfire still goes back to Raven's room at the end of the night, and they just don't talk about it. And they don't talk about it for like a couple days, but it's on Raven's mind constantly. Right. Because she's like, what does it mean? Is it a cultural thing? Am I missing something? Because Robin
and Cyborg said
it would not be this complicated. And yet it's so complicated. What does it mean? And so a couple of days later,
it's also complicated because they refused to talk about it. She refuses to go like, so
it's complicated like, because of Raven. Because she's not wanting to like just talk to Star about it. But still letting her sleep in her room and like cuddle each other at night. Like that's a totally normal thing.
She lays away at night and she's like, what are we?
Yeah, literally that's what's happening. So a couple of days later, she gets restless in her sleep, and then towards the middle of the night, when she knows Starfire is like dead asleep, she swaps herself for a pillow real quick and then decides to teleport to talk to Diana, Wonder mm-hmm. Woman. And
oh, the Wonder Woman cameo.
I know. It's like all connected. So they end up talking for a little bit, and you know, Diana's like, wasn't expecting to see you here. What's going on? And Raven's like, I'm in a situation and I need your opinion. I need help. Diana's like, okay, this is serious. I understand.
To be fair, it makes sense that she goes to Diana, a person who's from like another culture, like a very separate, like did not grow up.
Yeah, in totally.
The human culture, right?
No, absolutely. So Raven opened up and tells her about everything that's happened, about Star starting to sleep with her and like doesn't kind of know what's going on, and then the kiss, and she's really confused, and she kind of, you know, was like freaking out because she's like, I don't know what this means, but surely it can't mean that Starfire likes me.
Right.
Surely not.
Yeah.
And Diana's like, okay, why do you think she wouldn't like you? And Raven sits there and is like, I'm a bomb. Like, I'm evil incarnate almost. Like, I was made for my father's evil doings. No one would like me. I wasn't made to be liked. And Diana is like, okay, that's kind of a lot to unpack. So we're not going to go into it right now. Mm-hmm. Because you're very new to this processing emotions thing. So we're going to let that be for a minute.
Uh-huh.
But do you think it's a problem that Starfire would like you? Yeah. I wasn't made to be liked. Okay. Do you like Starfire? Dead silent for several moments.
Right. Well, really probably she's probably never actually asked herself if she likes Starfire. She's just been worrying about what Starfire perceives of her.
No, that's exactly what it is. She sits there for several moments and says, like, I haven't even asked myself that question. I don't know. And Diana sits there and waits patiently for an answer. And she's like, well, I think so. I mean, like, Starfire is a really nice person. She's really good. You know, she's from this planet and she has sisters and, like, you know, and she starts just listing facts about Starfire, not opinions, not being right. Like, oh, I really like the way that she does this or this or this. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I know these things about Starfire.
Right.
And Diana has to stop her and be like, okay, that's very cool.
She's like, awesome. Age, weight, location, sex.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, kind of like a rundown of like a dating profile where you just have to fill out the most bare information possible about somebody.
Yeah. And she's like, no, that's not what I'm asking. I know those things. You know those things. We both know each other knows those things. Do you like her? Do you like her company? Do you like being around her? Obviously, you sort of like her. Because you keep letting her sleep in your room and you won't talk about this weird kiss thing. So there's something going on with you guys. And Raven sits there and is like, okay, I guess I do. Mm-hmm. I guess I do. Diana is like, listen, there might be some cultural confusion going on. I'm not going to say that that's not it completely, but you're both also not really talking about it. And none of you are going to talk about it unless someone brings it up. Mm-hmm. You both are just going to be confused for a really long time until someone decides to buck up. And I don't think it's going to be Star at this point. Going to keep it so real.
Right. Well, I can also imagine it would be confusing because it's like, I mean, for a normal person, like, I'm thinking of it in a way, it's just like, well, she just got out of a relationship. So, like, you have that rebound situation. It's just like, even if she doesn't know what a rebound is, like, she is still an emotional being, and therefore, like, as soon as she leaves a relationship, she's still looking for contact, and what if I was just the closest thing, because she feels, you know, that we're friends because of everything that we've been through, and suddenly it's just like...
It's also like, hey, we're both also the only girls in the Teen Titans, and it's like, we've never talked about that. We've never kind of, you know, and that's something else that Diana brought up too, where it's like, well, past relationships don't necessarily define like the criteria for dating. You know what I mean? Like, just because she dated Robin doesn't mean she's exclusive to men.
Well, I think I would be more inclined to be like the proximity in which she got out of the relationship. Because I would be the same way for anyone. I'm just like, oh, you just got out of a relationship.
I don't think it was just. I think it's been weeks, if not a couple months since then.
Okay.
I don't remember the exact line, but I think it's not fresh. It's not like super, super fresh. It is.
Okay.
Because there was, there was a little bit of time where Starfire was just, like, in her room and hanging out with Silky. And then, all of a sudden, it was like, hey, can I sleep in your room, Raven? Thanks so much. Thank you. Yeah, it was kind of that situation. So, Diana helps a lot with Raven's kind of mental state. Because even Raven is just like, Raven now is like, okay, I might have feelings for Star. And that's a lot to deal with. Mm-hmm. But also, I don't know how I feel about Star having feelings for me. And we have to talk about it. We have to clear this up. So over the next couple of days, again, they do the thing where they like separate during the day and they kind of avoid each other and don't really talk. And then at night, sleep. And so during the day, Raven will kind of pace around and just like talk, mumble to herself and be like, hey, Star, we really need to talk. Hey, there's something I want to talk about. No, that's dumb. hey, how are you? You know, like, you know, that trope.
That reminds me of, like we just talked about Avatar, the last one, you know, like that when Zuko's like walking around a forest and he's like, hey guys, Zuko here.
Yeah.
Hey no, guys, exactly. I know that we've been enemies, but I would like to be on your side. Hey guys, hi, what's up?
It's a good bit, I will say. It's a very good bit. I do like it quite a lot.
Especially when then someone stumbles upon them and they're just like, so what were you doing? What are you,
embarrassing?
How dare you interrupt? This was my personal space.
I felt safe and now I feel unsafe and I don't like it anymore. Luckily enough, that's not what happens in this fic. Mm-hmm. Raven finally kind of gains enough courage to walk into the kitchen, and Starfire is trying to cook one of her home's dishes for Beast Boy, and they're having a little bit of small chatter, and Raven is like, hey, Cyborg needs your help with something, Beast Boy. Mm-hmm. And Star is like, no, he has to try this thing that I'm making. And Raven's like, you know what? I'll try it for him instead. He has to go. And as Beast Boy is leaving, he's like, thank you. I did not want to try that. Thank you. And he runs off.
That's so funny.
It happens all the time in the show. Good bit.
Yeah, I don't really remember it all too often, but
they do it a lot more in Teen Titans Go, but they definitely did it a couple times in the Teen Titans animated show.
Yeah. Like, do you mean, sorry, somewhere that like they don't want to try Beast Boy's cooking?
No, Starfire's. Starfire was cooking.
I kind of remember Beast Boy's stuff because he was a vegetarian and everyone was like, I don't want to try your tofu, dogs. Yeah, ew.
I remember that.
So I remember that.
No, but I think Starfire's was worse because she has no concept of cooking. Again, she's a princess. Right. She never cooked for herself. And also, you're using earth ingredients for something that doesn't exist. So it's not going to work out.
But it could also be like, maybe this is a culinary delicacy in your planet. But like, I don't want to eat anything that you're putting in front of me right now.
Yeah. So Beast Boy leaves them and he hurries off and things are silent for a moment, and then Starfire is like, okay, you wanted to talk? And Raven just kind of comes out and she's like, yeah, I did. Are we going to keep beating around the bush? And Starfire stops and she's like, I don't know if that was meant to be funny. Like, she just fully doesn't understand the phrase, kind of. And Raven's like, okay, listen, there's something that I like about you. And Starfire smiles and she's like, okay. She uses a couple phrases throughout the fic. I think the verbiage is really good. She uses terms incorrectly or says words wrong, and they very politely correct her as she goes on. And the conversation doesn't go much further than that, and then it gets quiet again. And Raven asks and is like, why do you keep coming to my bed at night? Like, this has been going on for a couple weeks now, like, at this point. And Starfire is just like, I don't know. You aren't? Mm-hmm. And Starfire says this, and it's just like, I don't know. I really don't know. But I go to your bed because it's warm, and I feel warm when I'm in your bed. When I'm in bed all by myself in my room, I feel cold, and I don't like it. Mm-hmm. And she kind of backpedals, and she's like, am I inconveniencing you? Like, do you not like it anymore? Like, I can leave. And she's like, no. I don't mind. Like, I seriously don't mind. And Starfire immediately, like, perks up again. He's like, no, are you sure? Are you positive? Are you sure? You're okay with me sleeping in your bed? Really? Cool. And Raven's like, no, it's fine. But also, like, you decided to kiss me. And Starfire blushes. She doesn't say anything in response. And Raven continues on and is like, listen, I don't mind that you kissed me, but also that's more intimate than just sleeping over with a friend. So why did you do that? And it's quiet. And Raven's heart is beating like crazy. She's never really experienced something like this before. She's never experienced this level of anxiety. Usually she goes into her room and meditates it away and then is like flat as a person again. Like, that was her whole thing. And she brings up the same thing that you brought up earlier. She's like, were you trying to, like, learn my home language? No. So what were you? I was expressing affection in an earthly manner. Oh. Gets quiet. And then Starfire starts to panic. And she's like, oh, did you not like it? I can stop doing that. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. And Raven's like, no. It's fine. It's okay. It's just like everything else that's going on. Like, we're sharing a bed. You kiss me. And you know what that means, right? Like, you know what that means. And Starfire's like, yeah, I mean, Robin and I did this all the time. And then Raven's like, listen, I don't want to talk about what you and Robin did. I'm okay. She's like, no. I just, like, what I did with Robin was I was trying to court him. Mm-hmm. And that causes Raven to stop. And she's like, okay, you're courting me. Is this what's going on? Even though it feels like they should have cleared this up already. She's like, are you sure? And Starfire's like, yeah. It's, yes. And this is when Raven starts to backpedal. And she's like, listen, I don't know that I'm courting material. I don't know if this is what you actually want. Mm-hmm. And they get into an argument, like a pretty hefty argument, where they go back and forth for a little bit, where it's just like Starfire is like, no, I do genuinely like you. You bring me a lot of joy, and you know that my abilities, especially flying, comes from being happy. Mm-hmm. My ability to fly is based on my cultural happiness. Like, There are words and terms for it, and I didn't write them down from the fic, but she explains it very plainly, and she's like, listen, mm-hmm. after Robin and I broke up, I could not for weeks mm-hmm. fly. I sat with Silky, I talked my emotions out, I tried to process, I cried, I slept, I did everything I possibly could, and I could not mend this, like, rip in my heart. And the next thing that made me feel like I was okay was asking if I could sleep in your room, even when it was on the floor. That was when I started to feel better. And then the closer I got to you, the better I felt. And all I know is that you make me extremely happy. You make me feel warm. And I do like you. I do want you. I do want to court you. And this is a lot for Raven. Poor girl has never, you know, never been to something like this.
She's never talked about her own emotions or someone else's emotions for this long of a period of time, you know?
No, but she explains this later on too, where she's like, listen, you are my family, and I've considered you my family for a really long time, my real family. And I do like you. And I've realized that, and it's just something that's really difficult for me to understand because I've never been able to feel these things before. So they decide to confirm that they're together, but take it one day at a time. They're not going to go around and just kind of display their love. They have to really take it slow for Raven. Mm-hmm. And Starfire finds this agreeable and then asks if she can express her affection in an earthly manner. And Raven agrees. And they share a little kiss. There's like a little... like epilogue almost, mm-hmm. and it's just them calling each other girlfriends and Raven wearing Starfire's PJs, and it's very cute, and all the Titans make fun of them, but
gay girls,
women loving women, so cute. I really like this fic. I do think the verbiage is very good. I think they hit it right on the head.
So, no, this author, like, from everything that you've said,
they knew their stuff.
Oh, for sure. Everything that you've said to me with, like, the verbiage that, like, Starfire uses and the way that she speaks, even, like, more in depth, where it's, like, them breaking up because Robin, like, doesn't want to show their identity, because, like, I, like, succinctly remember an episode where, like, Starfire is, like, gets pushed into the future, and she meets Robin when he's Dick Grayson or Nightwing, and she's like, well, where am I? Where are the Teen Titans? And he's like, oh, we're not together. And she's like really sad about it. And she's like, it was my fault. Like, it was not your fault at all. Which, like, having the author connect, like, that future episode with like their breakup being like, I just couldn't bring it within myself to show my identity. Having it to be that future episode of it being like, we all broke up because of something that I did. Like, it was not on you guys at all, because she gets really sad in that episode, and he's like, no, it's all on me. Like, I was the one who did it. Like, I think, like, I don't know, like, and I don't know if the author did that intentionally, but, like, I was thinking about that, and I was like, ooh, that's a good, like, connection point, like, within that episode.
Yeah. No, yeah. They, like, even all the lore bits are about, mm-hmm. like, oh, my abilities work in this way, and, yeah. like,
You watched all the episodes.
I was like, you know what you're talking about, and I'm not even gonna fact check you, because I
yeah.
just have a feeling in my gut that you're right, and then when yeah. you brought it up earlier, I was like, oh my god, so right, queen, so right.
Yeah.
No, everything about this fic was, like, really spot on, and mm-hmm. it's so cool to read a fic from nearly 10 years ago. You bitches are still obsessed with all the right things.
Sorry. I just kind of pieced together that 2014 was 10 years ago, and mm-hmm. I'm sick now, actually.
I'm so sorry.
I feel bad about it.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know all the way I process that information.
It's okay. I'm not even fully thinking about it. I know I keep saying it. I'm not processing it because I will be yeah. very upset, so I'm not going to.
Anyways, moving on quickly, succinctly as possible. I never even, like, really thought about, like, Starfire and Raven, like, as a couple. As friends, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it was because I was so, like, brain rotted about, like, Starfire and Robin and Beast Boy and Raven and everything, mm-hmm. that it was like, yeah, why didn't I put this bubbly little femme girl and her goth girlfriend together?
I've definitely seen, like, some of it on social media, like, cosplayers doing it, mm-hmm. but it wasn't ever something that I was like, oh, there must be fan fiction for it.
Right.
So when I was going through the tags, I was like, whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Like, a nice, pleasant surprise, but I was like, this works right. out. This works out fantastic.
I mean, and they're epitome, like, they're pink and black, sunshine and darkness. Yeah, like, they're very, like, the opposite, which is, like, now when you think of any fandom that is shipped heavily, like My Hero Academia, like, they're always those, like, opposite attract kind of things.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It was a nice little fic. I really yeah. enjoyed it. And for, like, less than 8,000 words.
Right.
Like, you put in the work. You knew exactly yeah. what you were doing. So,
I mean, I love anything with bed sharing. Like, only one bed is one thing, but it's another one when a character comes and is like, can I just sleep in your bed? It's for no reason. My favorite is when, like, the other character, like, character A is having, like, nightmares. And it's like, oh no, I don't get the nightmares when I snuggle up in your bed and good night. And then, like, they just happen to be doing that. And then there's, like, kind of an excuse for character A and B to be like, they're nightmares. God, what am I supposed? It's the yeah. only thing that helps their nightmares. And then it's just, like, a long yeah. run of, like, making excuses of, like, no, this is definitely not because we like each other and like to hold each other in our sleep, but because that other person has nightmares. What else are we supposed to do?
I'm a good friend. I help my friends when they're having nightmares. What are you talking about?
Is that not what you do for your friend? Well, you're a terrible friend. Actually, yeah. that's what you should be doing.
Hmm.
I would hold you close in my arms if you had nightmares.
Whoa.
It's what friends are supposed to do. Homies I'm just a girl.
Kiss each other before they go to bed.
You that's... say goodnight.
Yeah.
Why not?
As you should.
Yeah.
As is my God-given right.
And then you pat the top of their head, and then you tuck them in goodnight. And then you maybe read them a bedtime story.
Maybe.
Maybe.
They might be asleep already.
Yeah. But yeah, that was good. I really love that. I haven't thought about the Teen Titans in such a long time.
Again, me neither, and then it appeared on my TikTok, and I was like, I know. I know what we're doing.
I know what we're doing. Immediately, AO3.
Yeah, because I went down this, like, long rabbit hole. I can't even remember what I was looking at something else originally. And it was, like, some really long one-shot. And then the Teen Titans thing popped up. And I was like, I wonder what Teen Titans fix there are. Because there must be some.
I've definitely gone through those where, like, I either... Something, like, pops up on my social media. Or, like, I have a memory. And then I'm like... Wait a minute. Is there fan fiction of it somewhere? And then I look it up. Yes. The answer is always yes. It just depends on how much fan fiction there is, really.
Yeah. Or if you have, like, a specific trope in mind where you're like, oh, I want to read about this and this.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Moving it down to something that might not exist. But for the most part, yes, there most likely will be something you're looking for.
The tropes ones are hard. Whenever I'm looking for, like, a specific trope, I always get faced with the same, like, 5 fandoms. And I'm like, I gotta go to page, like, 30 to find something new.
I remember what I was looking up World of Warcraft stuff. I will be totally honest.
Yeah.
And they were, like, really long. Like, there were multiple over 1 million word World of Warcraft ones. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Can we tone it down a little bit? That's a lot. Jesus. But of course, World of Warcraft's been around since like 2004. So 20 years.
Right.
Really long time. But even then, I remember I was like...
And it's really popular. And it's still popular.
It's so popular. And even then, like, you have people like me who were not into it a year ago. And then all of a sudden get into it. And it's like, wow, this is actually really
right.
Fun. So I was kind of looking into that. And then... Yeah, just turned into this weird rabbit hole of being like, there's a lot of other fandoms that when you look under those tags, like there was a lot of Teen Wolf stuff under the World of Warcraft tag. And I was like, what?
Is it because it's in the world of Warcraft?
But I didn't really look into it that carefully because I just remember seeing like the ship tags and I was like, those are Teen Wolf names. Those are not Warcraft names. I'm like, what is going on? So I think it's either they set it in the World of Warcraft, or it's like, oh, it's about them playing the game together, or like something like that. Because I could see that, where it's like, oh, we're going to put this video game, like I've definitely seen AUs where it's like, oh, they're, you know, streamers or whatever that like play video games together, or it's just part of the fic, and they just add it as part of the tag since it includes it. But I definitely wouldn't be surprised if it was like, oh, it's just in the setting of World of Warcraft. It's massive. Yeah. It's huge. There's so many things like... Even for my personal OCs.
Teen Wolf is everywhere. Also, Teen Wolf is everywhere.
It's literally everywhere. Because even the Teen Titans stuff, it was in there too. And I was like, what are we doing?
Everywhere, any tag, any other fandom, you look, you'll find Teen Wolf. You'll find, it's like a disease. Everywhere you look, Teen Wolf. It's a weed everywhere. This is a bitch
everywhere.
I recently watched Teen Wolf within the last couple years, like not when it was coming out, and I enjoyed the show pretty much. But it wasn't until I watched the show where I went, "It's everywhere! Oh my god, it's everywhere!"
I think that's valid. And you know what? I'm never gonna watch it. But any tag that I look at, I'm like, "Yep, all right, those are Teen Wolf."
Teen Wolf. Yeah,
Teen Wolf. That's okay. And it's always towards the top of the kudos.
Yes,
and whatever tag I'm looking at, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna skip the first page because it's all Teen Wolf stuff, I guess.
That fandom somehow so silent, so powerful though.
Yeah,
you never hear them in like social media. They're not the ones yapping on social media, having terrible take after terrible take. They're silent.
They're
the most powerful fandom.
There's so many of them, and you don't know in a room who's a Teen Wolf fan.
No.
And it's so scary.
Absolutely not. It's and you'll see like, oh, there's a Teen Wolf fan fiction from 2023 and it has 100,000 hits, you know, 50,000 kudos. Where? And it's like,
where are they hiding?
Where did you come from?
Where did you crawl out of?
There's something like, they're for sure in different fandoms, but there's something like that's probably different within Teen Wolf where like, I think something similar is for like Supernatural where they're very close. Like as a fandom, like in the mindset of like they're all in different fandoms, but as soon as something Teen Wolf, they're like, huh! And it's like that like feralness comes back again. That like they've snapped back into like 2014 all over again, and they're like, absolutely. I'm in the Teen Wolf fandom all over again. Because at this point, like there are some of my former fandoms that like if I come across something on AO3, I'm like, oh yeah, that maybe some other time, but I'm not like. Oh my god, I need to read this right now for a fandom that I was in forever ago. But I do feel that the Teen Wolf and the Supernatural fandoms, they're like forever loyal and forever feral.
Yeah, I just based off of evidence, I have to agree. So it was just weird. That was the one thing I remember when I was looking around. I was like, what the fuck is going
on? Teen Wolf.
Everywhere. Yeah.
I remember early into this podcast, I was looking for things that were holiday based. So like Halloween, Christmas, Teen Wolf everywhere. I found a Teen Wolf Nightmare Before Christmas fan fiction.
Yeah, they literally are like weeds. Like, it's just everywhere.
They're everywhere.
It's insane, but good for them.
I mean, I had a good time in my corner of the Teen Wolf fandom, but again, it didn't last for long, and I was just like, I like left, and I was just like, I had an honorable discharge from the Teen Wolf fandom.
I think that's valid. I think that's fair. That was me with Supernatural, and I haven't sought it out since, and I'm okay with that.
Womp, womp, womp.
Not womp, womp. This womp, is a triumph womp, for me. Womp. For me, this womp, is a personal womp, victory. Womp. You can all mourn the loss of me from that fandom. I don't care. Super hell exists only for gay people.
Because were you writing one-shots for Supernatural?
Yeah, for a really long time.
Goodbye. They mourn your loss.
Goodbye. Bah, bah, bah. Get fucked. Bah, bah, bah. Nope. Bah, bah, bah. Is that how you want to end that?
Yeah, I do.